800-760-KFMB. So earlier in the show, we had a conversation with, what was his name?
John Carter.
John Carter, not from the movie, but John Carter, the activist on Facebook who runs the Catholics for Hillary Facebook page. And, you know, we got into this conversation, especially in light of what's going on with Podesta and these emails and what's been said about the Catholic Church and how it needs to have a Catholic spring and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to go more to, say, root basics on this, okay? Because you can argue about the role of faith in politics, and we can talk about the contributions of Christianity in the world. But I wanted to drill down and talk about something that's not usually talked about, and that's, like, the good stuff the church has done, right? Which is, I mean, other than establishing essentially Western civilization and a lot of other stuff that I can't possibly think of right now. So I wanted to bring an expert in this one. He's an expert in my life. He's my very good friend, my one-time pastor, Father Bill Nicholas from the Archdiocese up in L.A. What's going on, Father? How are you?
Doing good, Brett. Thanks for having me on again.
It's good to have you here. So, you know, we tend to hear a lot of faith thrown around during a political season, obviously, right? All the attendant issues that go with it. But, you know, it's like what about the other years, all the other 3 years out of a 4 year cycle? You know, people overlook it, and I think they overlook the contribution that the church has made to our well-being, not just in the United States, but in the West broadly speaking.
Oh yeah, and I remember a previous visit we had, and which we talked about the Crusades. We began on just the need for people to learn their history. And what's kind of starting a bit of a revival in the studies of Western civilization is the contribution of the Catholic Church. I mean, for example, you know, up until 1500, which is the 1500s is when the Protestant Reformation started, and there were other Christian denominations that emerged other than the Orthodox and the Catholic Church. But in medieval Europe, which many call the Dark Ages, but it really wasn't all that dark, it was Catholic Europe. And when you consider that the medieval man, Catholic Christian man, believed that God made the world as an ordered whole, it was a field of theology, a field of study about God, to delve into creation, into the created world, to discover the order and the laws of that world. And it actually led to modern science, which is now, of course, a big authority for many people today. They want scientific evidence. They want a science-based education and things like that. And in many ways, modern science has Catholic thought to thank for that, because science began with looking into the order of God's creation, and this was one of a number of fields that were studied in a system that is the university system. That was a system started by the Catholic Church and was in many ways an international system of education and degrees that were recognized beyond borders, and universities wouldn't begin or could be chartered without a approval or a charter from the Pope. And these became great centers of learning in medieval Europe that, and now, of course, we see universities all over the world, and right here in the United States. I often wonder how people who, you know, as we've heard in the news a couple of days, who refer to the church as backward, I wonder how many of them got their degrees from universities, which is a system that was started by the Catholic Church, and in some cases, in this country and around the world, are institutions that are sponsored outright by the Catholic Church itself. You've got Georgetown, you've got Notre Dame, you've got Loyola Marymount here in Los Angeles, and you've got Gonzaga up in Spokane, Washington, just to name a few.
USD right here, right in San Diego. USD is another one.
Right, exactly. And USF in San Francisco, right there in the heart of San Francisco. And when they talk about the contribution, these are just a few ways in which the Catholic Church has contributed, but many of the fathers of modern science, I mean, many people talk about, is it creationism or is it evolution? Or do we believe in the Big Bang Theory, which is a big scientific theory? Well, I wonder how many people know that the Big Bang Theory was developed by a man named George Lemaitre, who was a Belgian Catholic priest.
Mm-hmm.
He actually convinced Einstein of the Big Bang Theory. And many people don't know that it was a Catholic priest who actually developed that theory. And so church versus science, actually, there is no church versus science. The church is very much for science. And then not just, you know, even back to the field of education, look how many people are educated in this country, not just by the universities, but by the Catholic school system in this country, which I think I saw a statistic not too long ago. In 2010, 12 million students attended almost 7,000 Catholic schools in this country. And, you know, the impact that it has had on American culture because of the education it has provided, which is consistently superior education for the young in our midst. We've got Catholic health care, which is the largest non-government provider of healthcare in the world, and then, of course, in the United States as well. I think I looked up somewhere that something like 12.6% of the hospitals in the U.S. are connected to one way or another to the Catholic Church, and about 15 or so percent of hospital expenses are accounted for in the Catholic healthcare system, which also provides for the needy. You got services to the poor, sometimes free or low-profit healthcare system, including nutrition programs,
right.
Education, and as we hear with the Little Sisters of the Poor, we've heard them in the news, care of the elderly is a part of that. And so there's really a lot of great work that the church does, which it didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, let's work with the elderly. This comes from the faith that Catholics have and the action and the work that they are compelled to do as a part of that faith. And so from university systems to hospital systems, it was even a saint, St. John Baptist de la Salle, who developed the classroom system of the desks in a row and that many schools still use today. And that's one of the Catholic saints. So it's a tremendous legacy that the Catholic Church has in world history, Western history, and even in the history of the United States that I hope Catholics can really appreciate.
And additionally, in the modern era, as we've seen better inroads made as people who are Catholic and people who are evangelical and Protestant Christians work together, these are the people who form the backbone of the overwhelming majority of the charity done overseas in places where most people would fear to tread, where they wouldn't even want to go. They go in and they do the hard work of education, feeding, taking care of medically. People don't realize that so many Christian groups are actively trying to help save the Christians in Syria and Iraq, trying to get them to safety, to protect them, to feed them. I mean, it is a remarkable thing that armies alone and State Department initiatives aren't just accomplishing, right?
Oh, yeah, and I recall a story of Mother Teresa. I think it was back when when Lebanon was torn by war. One of the cities that was under siege had a lot of the wounded and poor within, and Mother Teresa came into the country and asked that they stop, have a ceasefire long enough for her people to come in and take out the sick and the wounded. And here's this little lady who stopped a battle.
Mm-hmm.
A woman of tremendous faith and tremendous work, and recently canonized a saint for the Catholic Church, who came in and was able to stop put a battle on hold so that she can get the wounded and the sick and the young out of that war zone. And so you have tremendous stories like that coming from Catholic, not only world Catholic history, but even Catholic Church history in the United States. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Charles Carroll from Maryland, was a Catholic.
Uh-huh.
And very much a part of the independence movement that led to the founding of this country.
And so what you're saying in sum here is faith is not just a political football to kick around. It's got to be out there. It's got to work. It's working, and it's working great things. And the church just doesn't do much to celebrate or sell it, but it's out there, and people take for granted its existence.
Oh, very, very much. And, nowadays we hear, especially among the secular movements, that faith is something that's in the home or in the church.
Yes.
At least, I can't speak of other faiths, but at least as a Catholic, mm-hmm. who's it has to be something public. It has to be public. It's not something that's private, because it compels us to. Jesus himself says, go out and make disciples of all the world. But even in his instruction to make disciples, he says, cater to their needs. You got the feeding of the 5,000. They said, we need to let them go get something to eat. And Jesus says, give them something to eat yourself.
Yeah.
He didn't say petition Herod to provide food for crowds of 5,000. He said, give them something to eat yourself. And that's part of our faith, is providing for the needs of the people as part of spreading the message of the good news of Jesus Christ.
And that would have been Herod, right, who was there adjacent to the temple that apparently was not a Jewish holy site and is now just a mosque.
Apparently so, I guess.
Yeah, yes. I just, I'm sorry. I just, you know what? Look, this is a contentious year. It's very. I appreciate you so much, Father, for coming in here and bringing some light on this, because it's by knowing good things like this that we can all feel a little bit better in a highly charged partisan political atmosphere. Thank you.
Yeah, but even in the midst of it, and hopefully Catholics, as they consider their vote. A point I'm not going to comment, obviously, right now.
Of course,
of course. That they take into account this, the great history that the Catholic Church and Christianity has had in this country, just this country alone, let alone Western civilization and world history. It's a tremendous legacy that we can be very happy about.
Father Bill Nicholas, thank you so much for coming by. We really appreciate it. I will post this interview up on my Facebook page, and you can share it with your friends, and I'll share it with mine. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks a lot, Brett.
All right, appreciate it. It's Father Bill Nicholas. There you go. Look, next time somebody tries to tell you, it's just you go worship for an hour, that's it. There's nothing really good out there. There's good stuff out there. Just don't hear about it all the time. Why? Because it's more exciting to hear about which celebrity got robbed in Paris or what celebrity's taken a knee for whatever or something else. I think it's important to remember there's good things that happen every day. You just don't hear about them. People do a lot of hard work, and it's Catholics, and it's evangelicals, and it's Jewish people, and people are all working to make this country great. And right now we're in the middle of a political campaign season, and it's a fight. But you know what? Mike Slater's having a baby. The miracle of life continues. That baby has no idea there's a campaign going on.